Melissa, how did you first become interested in the handmade art scene?
I've always been passionate about handmade goods and going to fairs and, you know, really supporting the local artists. Just from, you know, experience before Jackalope, putting on events that also supported the local artists and fashion designers. And I just fell in love with it and that whole movement and really making them more accessible. And that's kind of when Jackalope was born, to really create a market aspect where, you know, we can expose these awesome artists to thousands of people.
What was that like for you as a professional in the event planning area to be creating Jackalope with your two partners?
Oh, it's so much fun. It's cool to have our own vision and passion behind it, you know, kind of being our own boss. And, you know, we really see these artists and how much work goes into their creations. And it's cool being able to provide them an outlet. You know, I'm not too, well, I dabble in the artsy side, but more so, you know, I live through them. So it's cool that I can do the organizing and planning and then they get to show off their work.
And by the way, that is an incredible event. I had the opportunity to see it last fall, and wow, I loved Jackalope Art and Crafts Fair.
Oh, good. That's what we want to hear.
Now, as we speak, you're celebrating an anniversary. This will be your first year anniversary, will it not, of Jackalope Arts?
Correct. Yeah. We just are launching our second year as an official company in the fair.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
What can we look forward to this weekend in Pasadena for Jackalope?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We're going to have over 200 creators, and, you know, those are all handmade. So it's all, you know, handmade goods by the artists themselves. No resale, no vintage. There's going to be some awesome clothing and accessories. We have stuff for kids, so there's really cute kids' products and even things for, you know, your four-legged friends, your dogs and cats, and there's going to be art and home decor, housewares, you know, a little bit of everything. But it's really an opportunity for people to come and support the local artists. And it's free and it's family friendly. And we'll also have some workshops and kids activities to keep everyone busy.
How fun. Now, those workshops were a real high point when I went. What kind of workshops do you have this time?
Yeah, so we have a packed schedule. Really excited about that. There's actually going to be a hula hoop making class from Eclectic Hoops, which is going to be awesome. There's going to be Color Me Mime is hosting a macrame workshop, as well as Space Gallery. They're a local gallery in South Pasadena. They are going to make collage insects with kids. And Maker's Mess, they're also coming and hosting several workshops throughout the weekend, making like paper people and pom-poms and paper flowers, so all sorts of fun things.
Are these free workshops or a minimal fee?
All free.
Ooh. Anybody listening right now is saying, I'm getting there. Do they need to get there early? Is there a capacity or a list or anything they need to know about?
Yeah, so the workshops, we kind of have a schedule online, and that's where people can go and see kind of what times they are, or if they just, you know, want to hang out the whole day and do them all, that's totally cool too. They start at 11 a.m. and run until 4 p.m. So both Saturday and Sunday.
Let's give the link for that. I have your Jackalope Art Fair link here, but where do they see the workshops on that?
Yeah, so workshops, they just go to jackalopeartfair.com/Pasadena workshops.
jackalopeartfair.com/Pasadena workshops.
Yep.
Let's talk about the stories of one or two of the individual vendors who are going to be there and really tempt people.
Cool, yeah. So we have a really fun selection of artists. Some of, you know, vendors that I'm kind of getting excited about is we actually have some nail polish. They're called Bad Bitch Polish, and they make nail polishes, which should be really cool. Even Sarabella Cosmetics, she makes, like, lipsticks. But, yeah, there'll be clothing and art and, you know, something for everyone.
I really loved the Yetis when I was there before.
Yeah, they'll be here, too. They're coming back.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
It'd be more interesting for you to tell people about them than for me to tell people about them.
Yeah. So Yetis, they're for your wall. You can put them on your wall, and they're basically kind of like, if you were to think of a taxidermy, but they're Yetis. So, of course, it's a mythical creature, and they're fun, and they kind of dress them up. And, you know, there was one, they actually made the Jackalope Yeti, so they put antlers on top of Yeti. And Yeah, it's really cute, and it's fun for, you know, kids' room or your own room. I would want one. So, they're funny.
A jackalope Yeti on my wall. I'm just envisioning that and thinking how much fun that would be.
Right? It's definitely a good talking point for people that come over.
I'm counting here. You must have had 6 jackalope fairs so far.
Yeah, we had, 5 last year, and we had 1 this year already in Phoenix, so this will be our 6th one.
What couldn't you resist buying, even though you're in charge of putting all this together?
Oh, man, it seems every fair there's always something that I, you know, need. This one, I am really excited about the lipsticks. I have a whole thing going right now with lipsticks, so I'm excited to visit Sarabella Cosmetics. But, you know, there's so many fun things that it's hard to kind of decide. I also, I love lotion, too. I tend to buy a lot of lotion.
I admit that I succumbed when I went to the scented soap booth when I was there. It's, that marvelous rose soap.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're the best. We have so many. We have a couple vendors that make, like, bath salts and things for your bathtub, which are also really nice and relaxing. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot to choose from.
Give me a retrospective, would you, on your first year with Jackalope Arts. What would you consider to have been one of the highs for you, and what was one of the lows?
Highs is probably getting through the year successfully. You know, we threw on, you know, 5 events last year that were, you know, really a success in getting the word out. And, you know, we've had vendors coming back, which I think whenever you have vendors return to do an event you put on, that's always a good sign. And I think just growing it, you know, that'll bring more popularity to it from both an attendee standpoint, but also a vendor standpoint. And low, I'd say, you know, doing outside fairs, Mother Nature has definitely thrown us for some curveballs. We've had some crazy rains in each of the cities that we've dealt with. So that was something that, you know, certainly on your mind, but you don't really anticipate until it happens. And then all of a sudden you have to figure out a plan B for what happens when it's, you know, tripped on floor.
Hopefully it will not rain this weekend in Pasadena.
Yeah.
As you enter your second year of Jackalope, what will you do differently than you did the first year?
Differently, I think we've kind of have really figured out more so the advertising of who's our market and who we kind of, you know, want to appeal. And also same with our vendors, you know, we are definitely, you know, sticking with the handmade only thing. So we're definitely just kind of coming into our own with, we want to be this family friendly event. So we're definitely going to continue to put on the workshops. I think it's a huge advantage. We added some lawn games. So we're going to have a couple little games for kids and everyone to play. And I think that's something we kind of want to grow with, is just really creating this family event for the community.
What do we get to play in the lawn games?
There's a ring toss game, and then there's cornhole. Both of those will be set up both days. And then we'll also have just like a kids crafting table too, aside from the workshop.
It sounded like you said cornball?
Cornhole. It's that board that has the hole, and you have to get the bean bags into the hole. It's so much fun.
I think I've seen those. That is a blast. That's so fun.
Yes, it is for sure. I'll maybe make an appearance over there, too, to play some.
It occurs to me to wonder, even with 2 partners, when you are doing 6 craft shows in a year, what is an average work week like?
Oh, it's busy. It's really busy, especially, you know, just last weekend we had our Phoenix fair. So we just were in Phoenix, and then we got back, had a week break, and then now we have the Pasadena show. So it's kind of back to back. In the holiday times, it gets really hard because, you know, we have a holiday fair in each of our cities. So we're in 3 cities, Pasadena, Phoenix, and Denver. So basically there's only a week or two that separates them. So it's constant travel, which is fun, but it's also exhausting. But it is cool, though, because we do work, you know, from home, so it's fun. I have a dog, so I can be with him, but it's very busy. It's a lot to handle, but we each kind of have our little things that we excel at and have fun with, so we work really well together doing that.
Here's your chance to brag a little bit about your, we call them fur babies over here. How does he inspire you? What's his name, and what's he like?
Oh, he's the best. His name is Winston, and he's an Italian greyhound. And something about him that's kind of silly is whenever I'm at the fairs, I always look for little accessories for him, like little bow ties and everything so far at every event. Yeah, he represents them well. So I try to get him a little something at each one. And one of our vendors in Pasadena, A Walk in the Park, they actually have a couple Italian greyhounds too. So it's always kind of funny to see them. And then they get to see Winston. And then, of course, I get to buy him a little bow tie.
Are you going to bring him this weekend?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
You know, I'm sitting here envisioning him wearing a little bow tie and some jackalope horns.
I need to get him some horns. That's definitely something I need to work on. I need to find somebody to make them for me.
I don't think you'll have any shortage of people who might be able to do that with 200 plus vendors.
No, definitely, yeah.
What if people would like to volunteer at an upcoming Jackalope Art and Craft Fair? What can they do and how far in advance do you need them?
Yeah, so we love having volunteers. It definitely makes our day a little bit easier to have some extra help. We actually have a form online that they can go in and submit. It's just jackalopeartfair.com/volunteer. And they just fill that out. Right now, we're kind of pretty much ready to go. But, you know, a couple weeks to a month ahead of the event is perfect. Just giving us enough notice. And, yeah, we need help doing our information booth. So helping people show where certain things are and where to go, handing out maps. Even with workshops, so if you're crafty and like to have fun with kids and, you know, doing some DIY things, we always need help with kind of our workshops as well. And then, of course, the not-so-fun setup and cleanup, but, you know, that's crucial in any event.
This will be an early heads-up then for anybody that might like to help you and teach a workshop perhaps in your upcoming either the summer fair in Denver or the fall fair in Pasadena.
Definitely, yeah, that would be great. We're open to any helpers, or if they have any ideas or thoughts of something that they might want to add, we are all open ears.
What kind of hours are you looking for? What kind of a time commitment?
Yeah, so the fair itself is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Usually we divvy it up between, you know, either a morning shift or an afternoon shift. So if somebody's a morning person, they can definitely do, you know, a 10 to 2, or they're more of an afternoon, a 1 to 5. In that way, you know, they can either get their shift done, then go have lunch and shop around, or they can come do some shopping and then, you know, do some volunteer work.
And, of course, a lot of our listeners are also crafters. What if somebody listening would like to apply? What are they looking at in terms of what you're looking for the jury for example, the summer fair?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we're all handmade only. So if you're a handmade artisan, whether it's, you know, fashion or jewelry, or if you make artwork and photography, you know, we're sky's the limit. You know, as long as it's handmade, we love seeing all the creativity that people have. It amazes me. But they can just go to jackalopeartfair.com/apply, and they can pull up our applications in each of our cities so they can see the upcoming events and the dates and get access to everything right there.
How do you recruit the judges for the jury?
So the jurors, we kind of reach out to local members from the community. So, for instance, in Pasadena, Lula May is one of our jurors. It's a store in Pasadena, and they sell a lot of handmade items from vendors, and she also puts on some workshops. So she's very involved in the Pasadena community and in the handmade community. And then LA County Store, which is another store that sells just work from LA artists. So we kind of reach out to the community, you know, influences, and then also, you know, people who are heavily involved in the handmade world and have some experience to kind of help us out and guide us with our selection.
As we wrap up here, Melissa, what is one of your absolute favorite experiences that you're probably years and years from now going to tell your grandchildren about working with Jackalope Art so far?
Honestly, I love being able to do something with, you know, Sarah and Laura, the two other co-founders, us three, that's really our vision and our heart is behind it 100%. And just to see something come to life, you know, it's one thing to plan it, but then when you're there Saturday morning, all the tents are up, all the vendors are ready to sell, and everyone's coming to shop, it just makes me so happy and so appreciative of, you know, where we've come from. So honestly, I think my favorite moment is that 10 a.m. right when the fair is about to start, and finally you can just breathe and you see it all come to life. And that's by far, you know, the coolest thing.
Melissa, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. We really appreciate the help and support and getting the word out.